Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Bessie here at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world. This is interesting dialogue right here, so I want you guys to bear with me this morning. I am en route and on travel, so therefore I'm having some different kinds of experiences here this morning. So thank you very much for allowing me to be a little bit off here. I'm having to do it from the phone directly this morning. So this is interesting. It's a new concept. But before we get started, I think I got it here. We'll get Frieda on. I think she's here. And she'll do the prayer for us. One moment. Good morning, Frieda.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Bessie.
How are you?
Oh, God is good. I'm doing great.
You're on the road? Yes, I'm on road. I'm on travel this morning.
Okay.
And so all what I was doing, I wanted you and Cynthia to carry the show this morning. So I called Cynthia. I think she didn't get you last night. But basically, I'm going to get you guys started. I'll be on a little bit on it. Back and forth as we go this morning. So if you'll give us the prayer,
okay.
We'd appreciate it.
Yes, I'll be glad to. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for another day, oh God. We thank you for your love, your strength, your protection, oh God, and your tender mercies. We bless your name today. You are the breath of life, oh God, that we can do nothing without you, but we can do all things through you because you strengthen us, oh God. Thank you, Father God, today, oh God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah, God, for he is good and his mercies endures forever. We give you thanks, Father, today, oh God, each and every day, but especially during this season, oh God. Another opportunity, oh Father God, to share the goodness, oh Father God, with friends, families, and loved ones, and even strangers, oh God, who don't know you, oh God. That we, oh, Father God, can be walking epistles for you, oh, Father God, sharing your love, oh, Father God, for God to love the world that he gave his only begotten son, oh, God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, God, for Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministries, oh, God. We bless you. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in and through each and mother and daughter and relationships, oh, God, and even the sons, oh, Father God, and fathers, oh, God. We lift your name up, oh, Father God. We say that you're holy, oh, God. That you are the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, oh God. We thank you, God. We love you. We honor you, oh Father God. We thank you, God, for a seasoned word, oh Father God, a rhema word that will bring a change, oh Father God, a confirmation and encouragement in a relationship today. We thank you, God, for traveling mercies for Dr. Bessie Fletcher, oh Father God, on her destination. That she, oh Father God, will be salt and light, oh Father God. And the agent of change, oh God, and love for every mother and daughter relationship that she comes in contact with. In Jesus' mighty and precious name, we seal it with the blood of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. All right. Let's, can I get back to, let's get back here. This is, okay, here we go. This is interesting. I got people calling me, trying to find out where I am, I guess, and all kind of things going on right here. We're having family day, and it's been an interesting experience here. One second,
family.
Let me get Cynthia on. Yeah.
Yes.
Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine, doing just fine. Thank you for coming on this morning. And between you and Rita, I'm sure you all going to do a dynamic show. I know it was short notice for you yesterday, but I just did not want us not to have a radio program this morning. And Cynthia has the topic that she wants to talk about. I kind of put in there just so that we would have something on the mail out, so when it goes out to Facebook and things like that, it's just that what's on your mind, and talking about mother and daughter relationships, so we can randomly talk about anything. It's just open for whatever you guys want to talk about, and we'll go from there. So, Cynthia, this morning, what's the first thing that you're thinking about?
Well, the first thing I'm thinking about this morning is, I was thinking last night after speaking to you, what am I most grateful for? And this is the time, this is key weekend for Thanksgiving. What an awesome time to talk about what we're thankful for. And what we're thankful for are the memories of our mothers, or what those who are about to have our mothers. What is the most fondest memories you have of you and your mother? So I'm thinking that this is the week to do, and you know, we all should always be thankful, but I think this is a great time to think about and to express and let God know exactly what we're most thankful for. Family is so important. Mothers was so important in our lives. And so I want to shout out that family. I'm most grateful for my mother. For most of the audience who don't know or who have heard, I didn't get a chance to have a relationship with my mother until I was 48 years old. And my mother passed away when I was 50, when she turned 50. When I turned 50. And so I had 2 years with my mother. So I want to say I'm grateful for the closure that I did with my mother in those 2 years.
All right.
Have traditions, or they have a history of moments that I can harp on, but I am most grateful for having closure with my mother.
Okay. All right, so Frida, you're going to be live too as well, so you all can kind of monitor how you go back and forth. And I decided I had them drop me off. I am sitting at the beautiful McDonald's out in the Carolinas here, and it is warm and nice that I'm sitting on the outside. So, you know, of course, you guys are in Florida, so you know how that is. Y'all have a better chance at it than me. But what I wanted to say was, you know, I decided, well, let me just stop. And so they go on to Walmart to pick up some things, and I said, well, let me drop off here and get stuff started so that when I do have to mute myself, I can mute myself, and then you all will keep going. Now, the topic this week is basically talking about, I'm hearing you, Cynthia, about Thanksgiving. You know, during the year, we go through so many topics. We go from, you know, love to forgiveness and actually just so many things that God have us focus on with that mother and daughter relationship. And the key element of that mother and daughter relationship is so vital right now. You know, everybody's excited about what happened during the election and what is going to happen in the next few years. You know, those things are okay to think about, but those things are things that you don't have control on over, but you do have control over yourself and your relationships with your children and the people that are closest to you. And that starts with mothering. As mothers, we have got to focus on getting closer to our children and building this bond, because I'm telling you, it's going to take this connection, knowing where your children are, knowing what they're thinking, and being able to have those honest conversations, because now we have an outrage of young people that are thinking, you know, I'm going to be deported. I'm going to be sent back. And it's fear. And when fear runs wild, then that's nothing but the enemy. The enemy is going to take this chance, and he's going to try to go after the family. And that's why it's so important, mothers, that we come together, because we have the power to nurture. We have the power to connect that bond, to strengthen that bond. You know, and if we don't do it, it will not get done. Mothers, I know fathers, I'm not saying that you are out there and that you can't get it done. You know, usually the man is raised to don't show fear, don't cry, it's going to be okay. Mothers are the ones that will get to that feeling close to your heart and let you know it's okay to feel, it's okay to think, let's okay, let's have these conversations. So this week, yes, let's take that challenge of, you know, what we feel about our mothers and our mothers about our children. And it's definitely what is on your mind. I mean, we all have these conversations. Some people don't even want to talk about what's going on right now. Mothers, talk to your children. Talk to your grandchildren. A lot of controversy, a lot of things are said about what people think about women and young girls being able to hear that. Being able to have those conversations, find out what's in their head, what are you thinking, and how do you feel about that, and then give them some explanation and give them an opportunity to know that they can come and they can talk to you at any given time. We have to open up the channel of communication more now than ever before, and mothers, it's going to take us to get that job done. So that's kind of what's on my mind. You know, when you start talking about what's on your mind, what's on my mind is what are we doing to help heal these conversations, these feelings about the election, mother don't love me, this is week of Thanksgiving. You know, people start getting depressed during this time of year because they miss their mother, miss their father, grandmother, whomever it is. We have a reason for the season to say, well, I remember when she was here. You know, I could go there too. My mother has been gone for now almost 18 years, and I'm an only child. So with that being said, you know I missed my mother, now my father, a year ago. But I am grateful for all the good times that we have, and I don't focus on them going. I focus on the times that we had a good time together, and that's what we're doing today. We are honoring the children of Jesse and Ella Graham, my grandparents. We are honoring all the children. Everybody's coming together, and we are doing a dedication to our parents, introducing our children to each other, because somewhere along the line, my mother had the last house that everybody, you know, gathered at, and when she passed, it's just like the family just spread, and we have not done our due diligence. And I'm the only girl of the grands, and then there's four of the boys. And we decided we were going to get together because some of them have great grands, and they don't even know each other. My grandchildren don't know their grandchildren, and that was not the way we was raised. So our job today is to bring the families together. We're not talking about a whole family reunion. We talk about one day of just fun. They barbecue a couple of hogs, they barbecue turkey, fried turkeys, and we're just going to bring everything that we want to and put on the table. No plan, no, nothing that has to follow any format. We're just going to get together and have some fun and introduce our families and start all over again. So if that sounds familiar to you, you might want to do that. We have to just do it because our children don't even know their cousins and they don't have those allies that they can come to. Once we're gone, they won't know the truth. So it's on us to make sure that they know the truth. So that's what's on my mind today. It's about family bonding, family connection, and we're here today in the Carolinas to make sure that happens. So I'm very excited. It starts at 10:30, and I'm going to get off the phone, and I'll be listening in, but I won't be talking. That's why I'm getting all my little stuff out right now, and you guys can take it from there and just make it a fun conversation. Okay?
Okay. Well, that's okay. What Frida was talking about earlier when we did get to speak. starting a new tradition. It sounds like you guys are starting a new tradition, Dr. Fletcher, and that is a wonderful thing. That is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, because we have some, I mean, you know, one of the young ladies, my first cousin daughter said to me, she said, Auntie, they all call me Auntie, you know, because, you know, most of us, it's just a few of us. I mean, we have a very small family. And she said, Auntie, she said, you know, my daughter was saying to me, she doesn't even know her cousins. Now, this is a first cousin kind of a thing. And, I mean, when I grew up, I knew all of my cousins. I knew down to the fifth cousin, almost sixth sometimes. We knew each other. We visited each other. We went to each other's homes. It was a constant thing. You knew who your family was. You could walk down the street and it would say, oh, that's Pete and Pearl's daughter. Hey, how your mama doing? Yeah, how your grandmama? You know, it was those kind of things. Of course, you know, it was a country style living. And the town is still small, but, you know, there's a lot of people here now that didn't grow up here. But the point remains is when she said that to me, something happened in my spirit. I felt a sadness. And I said, wow. She said, I haven't seen you, Auntie, in so long. I mean, something just happened in my spirit. And I thought, my mother and uncles and aunts, I know they are disappointed in us because we were raised to do better. We were raised as a tight-knit family. And so from that statement and mentioning it to her father, we decided, because we always celebrated around barbecue and pigs, and you know, and that was the thing, Christmas and 4th of July, we would barbecue pigs, and everybody would sit around, and we just eat and laugh, and that was it. So a lot of the young ones don't even know how we barbecue pigs. When you barbecue for 18 hours, you put it on the day before and let it cook all night until the next morning kind of a thing, you know. So they're not used to that, never seen it happen. So the older ones today, yesterday, they were barbecuing the pigs, and the ones that hadn't seen it, they are actually seeing the old tradition on how we've done things. So it was a thing that we planned and just grew, and people come in just for this one day, and then we're going to take this and make it a time to plan for family reunion next year. So I'm excited about that. And I thank you all for helping me out today so I can make this possible.
You're welcome, Dr. Fletcher. Our pleasure.
You're welcome.
Well.
Sounds beautiful.
So, Krika, I'm going to go ahead and let you get started because I've already shared what I'm most thankful for. I'm also thankful for that I have my grandmother. Let me say that before I let you start. I'm also thankful that I had my grandmother because my grandmother gave me a lot of people. She was a true humanitarian. And so in the ministry and the call that God has put on my life, it's all about caring for people. And this is a time of year, as Dr. Fletcher explained, where people are depressed, people don't feel loved, and people feel left out. And so I thank God for my grandmother and her work ethic and her love that she displayed before us and showing us to love people and to give the sense of life that you think you don't have enough to give. My grandmother, our house was always the place where people came that needed a meal and perhaps even to lay your head. My grandmother kept many kids for women, actually, who were considered women of the world and of the street. They were talking about these, I know, girls who were at least black and had hand in raising at least four or five sets of kids. And so, this is something that he showed me the way from the love of God towards people. I'm all about that showing love and doing what I can to show people that God loves them. And so whatever God allows me to have in my life, I make it my purpose that He didn't give it to me for me, but He gave it to me to share to the world. And so I'm all about that, and that's the second thing that I'm most grateful for the women in my life. My grandmother raised me, and so you could say that she was my mother because she did raise me, so she taught me to love people and to always give. And so I'm most grateful for that as two things, my mother and my grandmother, that I'm grateful for that I've shared today. And I'm going to allow you to get the mic and go ahead and share your thoughts on what's on your mind today. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I enjoyed listening to you and Dr. Bessie. That is very, very key. And it was just grateful just to be here, just to listen and to be able to share with other mothers and daughters and grandmothers. I want to share something that I did for the very first time yesterday. Wasn't anything that was planned. I connected with a couple people that I haven't seen in a long time, and we connected on Facebook. And one particular person, we grew up, we were always over each other's house. And I just wanted to give her a Thanksgiving card, and I was thinking I was going to go to the store and get a card. And then it was like, no, make her a card. So I said, make her a card. So I sat down, and I started to think about the memories. Now, we met when we were probably in maybe kindergarten, first grade, and we were always together. And what God began to do, I started with the card, and it says Memory Lane, her address, and her last name. Then I went, it's Alpha, and I did A through Z. A was her mother's name, Alma. And so I went from the alphabet and everything that I could possibly remember. Now, I want to say this. We know that everywhere we go, some people think that you have to be in leadership with a title or whatever, but everywhere you go, you are a leader. Everything in your house, the way you carry yourself, your lawn, and everything, people notice that. In this particular household was my second household. And I haven't seen Wanda, is her name, Wanda Nottingham. She got married, and I haven't seen her in the probably maybe 20-something years. But on the inside of me, I wanted to be able to just to say thank you. I wrote a note, and I said, I want to thank you very much for having such a wonderful childhood, how you opened up your life and your family, because I was like a sister to her. And so I had shared that. That was something that I had did yesterday, and I wanted to mail it off. I wanted to make sure that she got it. And I put down also that her household, her grandmother, she has a grandmother. Grandmother passed when we were in elementary school, but we called her Mama. And I said she was a mighty matriarch, even though she was petite. She was very small. And I remember her, you know, the person that was praying, a praying woman in the morning. So I just put her aunts, her uncles, we went to the beach and everything. So God has allowed me, because if you're not careful, you look at, oh, well, your mother is not here and this person's not here. But what I did, I reflected on her life, and she was an extension of my extended family. Her mother, I believe, is now 94 years old, years young, and she celebrated a birthday. So that's what God had dropped into my spirit for me to do, to just to celebrate this, when we met when we were young, and now she has her family. Her mother's still living, and she's a grandmother, and so on and so forth. So that's what I did. And I wanted to say this. I'm thankful. I was thankful that I had an opportunity to have a friend that I also put for W. I put weekend nutritious and delicious fish and chicken dinners, because on a weekend her mother would make these delicious platters, and we would go out and market it for her. You know, market, I mean just go around in the community. So those little things that you don't think that people will remember, but they really do. And so I want to say this. I remember when we went to the retreat in North Carolina, Morgantown, and one of the speakers has said that she was in her household, that she didn't grow up in a godly or Christian household. They didn't have any rules, pretty much everything, you know, you did what you wanted, but she had a friend. And her friend, she said she adopted the Christian principles or the foundations and the rules and structures from her friend's parents. And she said that's what helped her to get on track. And, you know, God began to make a difference in her life. So sometimes it may not be your family, but it could be your neighbor. It could be somebody that, you know, that you have a relationship with. And if you were a person that, because everybody may not have fond memories for their families, and sometimes we don't know their situation, what it may have happened in your life, but I want to say this. Let this year, since if you did not have it, if that wasn't modeled, you be the change. You be the agent of change and say, I'm going to start a new tradition. I'm going to start this, and I'm going to start it this year in 2016, whatever that it may be, that you're going to start a new tradition and let it continue on. Don't get down and out. Your family, different people were not there. Cherish the memories if they were fine memories, and if they were not fine memories, the Bible says that do not consider the old things as far as things that may have been maybe a detriment to you. Behold, that I would do a new thing. And that's found in Isaiah 43:19. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the old. Behold, I would do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Now, this is for people that you don't have great memories, but you can turn it around. You can make a decision, you can stay bitter, or you can get better and make it better for somebody else's life. That's what I'm thankful for. I spoke many times of my family and my mother. They're both my grandparents. They're deceased, but I still can glean from the memories that we all came together. My mother did Thanksgiving. My grandmother did Christmas, and they took turns and what happened, that was our family, and that was our time of coming together. So that's the only thing that I pretty much want to share. Embrace the new. Embrace the new. It's okay. So just embrace it. God wants the new thing.
Wow.
I love it.
You know,
I love it, Peter.
I do, too. You know, when you said that, I said to it's been years ago when God said to me, I'm going to do a new thing with you. And I didn't realize that verse was in the Bible there until you said that. So I'm going to go back and revisit that and meditate on that. Because, yeah, that's what we have to do. We can't look at the way it was. And I think that's what's really, for Cynthia, I didn't mean to jump ahead of you. I was just had an opportunity to say something. You know, that's what Trump is bringing, a new thing. And God is allowing it to happen because, you know what, we've been doing too much of old stuff against the word of God. So I just feel like he's going to challenge us. You know, he's going to challenge us to reach inside of you and look at, okay, what I need to do right now. Because I'm telling you, I was coming from a place in my building, and I met one of my neighbors. And all of a sudden, he was talking, what are we going to do? He was doom and gloom. I'm not getting doom and gloom. I'm a child of the kingdom. So
amen.
I don't care what the world does. I'm doing a new thing. I'm doing God thing.
Mm-hmm.
And every day is a new thing. So he said, well, you know, what are we going to do? And, you know, getting all sad. And I said, well, I'm not doing anything because my life is not going to be affected. It's not going to affect me. I don't care who come in and who goes. You got to get to that point. And then he said, he put all this stuff down. Let me just give you a hug. And I'm thinking, wow, You know, now you've never done that before. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he was doing a new thing. I want to connect to somebody because we never know. So he's thinking, I might need her later on. So let me do this little bonding thing, sort of like the 9/11 when everybody just fell in love with everybody. And then once we got past that, we went back. It got really, the world got worse. So, yeah, do a new thing. And I love the fact that you sent that card because that's what I raised my grandkids with. You don't have to have money to go buy a card. The best card is to say something from your heart. That's more than money. People got so lazy, they don't want to write anymore. They just want to buy it quick and send it out. That was beautiful. Thank you for letting me share on that.
Stephanie. You're welcome, Governor.
Well, I want to invite our audience in at this time. If anyone is out there and they're hearing us, if you want to share what's on your mind with regards to Thanksgiving and your thankfulness, please click one. I was just looking online at some things that people do, and I ran across a Thanksgiving tree. I think it would just be so awesome to create a Thanksgiving tree. And how it works is that, you know, you take different pieces of paper and the people around you, they can write their names and what they're thankful for, and you create a tree. You can even use real leaves to create your tree. The goal is to write something on the leaves in order to create your tree. And I just think that is an awesome way to remember what you're going to do this year if you create a tree for the people that was around you this year. I just think that's such a great idea. Dr. Fletcher, let us know if anybody kicks in and put them in, please.
Nobody's clicking one here. We know you're there. We know you're listening. And thank you for doing that. We really, truly appreciate it.
Don't let us share by ourselves. Jump in there and just share with us what you're thankful for. You know what? Mm-hmm. Another thing we should be thankful for, Dr. Fletcher, laughter. We should be thankful for freedom. You talked about the election. We should be thankful for freedom, that we have the freedom to elect something new.
Yeah. I was talking to a young lady the other night, and she was talking about, I just don't understand why the people in Haiti just won't pick up and just move out. I said, well, you know, that sounds really easy to say, but that's not easy to do. They just can't pick up. The cost just to get, first of all, you got to get approval for a visa, but the cost and the people you have to pay to get it. When I was there, this young man wanted to come to the U.S., and I said, how much does it cost? He said, $200. I said, $200? That's not money. So I'm thinking $200. But see, it was greater than that. It's $200 to this one, $200 to that one, $200 to this one. And then $200 is $69 times $1. So you add that up. Those are thousands of dollars that they got to get up off of. That's why they don't, you know, readily come. And I told her, I said, but see, we don't really realize how free we are. Even though we may complain about some things, I'm telling you, we can get on a plane and we got a passport. You can go anywhere you want. The passport is not for us to leave and go and come back. It's so that we can go into the other country. It gives us a diplomatic status, that passport does. Hey, don't touch her because she belongs to the United States. And so, but it's not that you cannot go. Very few times that they will say, don't go over to a country. And when they say that to you, they still can't stop you from going because that's the freedom that we have here. But they will ask you not to go because they know if something happened. Now they got to go in and fight to try to get you back. So with all that being said, we are free, and we do have the opportunity to set the example, you know. With us today, I'm thinking, you know, I was speaking to some people. I think they are coming to pick me up. I was speaking to some people that are in Kenya, and they were talking about, you know, coming over there. The point remains is I was talking about the children. So, Preeta, I wanted you to, they have, you know, a couple programs for children. I want you all to talk about basically beautiful blessed buttons today and what does that mean as far as being, you know, blessed. And then talk about, Cynthia, talk about a little bit about what you're doing with your program as well. I'm going to have to go on mute, but I'll be listening, okay?
Okay. So just continue on the line. We're talking for a moment, and then we'll switch over with our gears and talk about what we're doing this Thanksgiving season and Christmas season for those that God has called us to serve. So, you know, despite the frustration with politics, Julie Snyder said we should be thankful to be living in the U.S.
Amen.
We should be thankful for the men and women and families who sacrificed their loved ones in order to be in our military. We should
absolutely
even be in difficult times, she suggests. And this is so true. We get so spoiled and we get so used to doing things one way that when change comes, we are all perturbed. And the thing is, change is the only thing that's constant. So it's okay that we change up on some things this year. It's a new thing, as you said, Freya. It is so much that we have to be thankful for. We got our health. We got our children. And some of us, you know, some of us have lost our children. And you don't have to get depressed because you lost your children. You can again, make that memory tree and put all the cute things and all of the things that you remember that child for. So you don't get depressed. My husband's family lost their aunt, so her funeral is going to be the day after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
The day after Thanksgiving. And so, of course, the family is tempted to be depressed. But I hope to be able to give a word of encouragement if it permits me to, because remember the great times, remember the joy that she brought to the family, as opposed to getting depressed, because it's all part of life. Is it easy? Absolutely not. But you can still be grateful even in death. God didn't say be thankful for everything. He said be thankful in everything. So you can choose to be thankful even in the loss of our loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all part of a bigger picture. It's all part of what God allows. So we should be thankful. And be thankful for the family and friends that's coming together to support the family in this time. Family members we haven't seen in years. And it's just so much that we have to be thankful for, that we don't have to be depressed. Be thankful for today. Be thankful that for the people that God has left here, because it is through His mercy that we are here today, because
Amen.
It's an adventure today, because it's another opportunity to make a positive change today, because it's another chance to open our eyes to see what a fantastic experience life really is. It's just so much to be thankful for. And so, Frida, I'm going to let you share Bless Beautiful Buttons and how it goes into being thankful.
Like I heard you say Bless Beautiful Buttons. What was the latter part?
Yes, ma'am. Just share from the heart what Bless Beautiful means in this season. How can your ministry and the population that you work with just children, be thankful in all of it that you do?
Okay, I'm thankful that I'm around Cynthia Oliver and Dr. Bessie Fletcher. I'm because I want to say that in preference to, if you're not surrounded around people that are have your best interests in regards to your personal development, your spiritual growth, that we pour into each other. And if you are a person that's listening, you find yourself around people that I met a person a couple of days ago, and he was saying he had a friend, and the person always pulling him down, always pulling him down. You can't do this. You can't do this. So I said, well, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'll suggest that you might want to reevaluate the friendship. And like I mentioned with Cynthia, when they were here for our conference, and I said there's four types of people: the adders, subtractors, multipliers, and dividers. Dr. Patricia Belli had told that to me many, many years ago, and I always remember that. So you want to be an adder. You want to add to people's life and to multiply, and those are the type of people that we help to nurture each other. We're not envious. We're not jealous. We are helping one another. So the truth of the matter is, even though this is a second generation, a legacy, but my mother, she did go in the inner city. She volunteered. She saw that there was a need. She just took her talent, which was a professional model. And it's ironic because she had different friends. They had different skill set. Whatever skill set that they had, they got together in a group, and it's almost like decades later, like I'm doing the same thing, and I have Cynthia and I have Bessie. And so I'm grateful because even though I did the program many years ago, but when Dr. Fletcher said to me, okay, Frieda, you're going to have to create a curriculum. So I'm saying this to say that this is not something that I just jumped up and said, oh, I said, write a curriculum. I've never written a curriculum before, been an educator for practically my entire life, but I've never written a curriculum. So your friends are supposed to stretch you. So that stretched me. I got out my phone. She says, well, you pray and fast and ask the Lord. So she gave me different examples when different things that she's done before. Done a crusade. I've never done that before, but I went to the Lord. So that is how this all started. The seed was already inside of me. My friends in ministry helped to cultivate it. And so you see, you have people, you see something in them. And so what happens is that you begin to say, okay, well, what about, you know, doing when she said the curriculum. So this is how this all came about. The name, I didn't come up with the name. All of it was through prayer and fasting. And it's exactly what I did. Now, the program is different from what my mother did, but I always have a heart for children and for girls. So I don't want to go all too much into detail, and the reason being is because I'm still publishing my workbook. I'm still writing. The curriculum is written out, and so it's in the process of being printed. But the fashion part comes from with my mother. I was a person that I really wasn't into fashion. I was more like a tomboy. My mother would put my hair pretty and everything, the bows, and when I come home, she was like, it looked like I got three boys instead of two boys and a daughter. So her determination was to continue to have me to be around her. Maybe those classes she developed so I can be able to come in, because I wasn't standing the sidelines. I was in the class myself. I needed them my own self. And so being in a classroom, I figured, I said, okay, hands-on activities. These are children, they're ages 6 to 12. And so I started the curriculum. The curriculum basically is the buttons. When you look at a button, they're different shapes, they're different sizes, they're different colors, and our complexions, and I put cultures. Okay, and then I have the guy giving me a song, so there's a song that came out of it. So I've been made in the likeness in the image of God. That's Genesis 1:27. So the foundation is the word of God, and those were the foundation that when my mother taught the Christian etiquette classes, She introduced them after she started the classes. Then she introduced them to the Church of God in Christ, 60th and Calla Hill Holiness Church. That's where my grandmother and all my roots were over there, my father. And they took and they adopted it, and they took it to a larger arena. Now, I say to do a new thing because I was struggling with a little bit, well, should I do it exactly? Am I supposed to be doing exactly? No. God is doing a new thing. This is a different generation. Now, the Word of God doesn't change, but the way the God had me to reach the children, if you're made in the likeness, the image of God, it's a pattern. So they basically, they lay down on a chart paper, the butcher paper, and they have another person, and we basically, we draw, they design themselves, a self-portrait. And I want to say thank you to Cynthia. Cynthia rescheduled her schedule, got on a plane from South Florida, and then we met in West Palm Beach, and she helped do the part as far as the table of contents. This is supposed to be like this, the academic part from her being a professor, and so she helped me with the final part of it. Okay, this is what we're going to do this, and you can be able to, I can see that how you can be able to at one point to market this. So I want to say I'm thankful for the two sisters in my life that even when I went through seasons of death, that they called me, they kept in contact with me. And so I just want to say for Thanksgiving, I'm grateful for the both of you all. I don't have any biological sisters, but God has blessed me with you know, sisters as if they were biological, but, you know, through the Spirit of God. So basically that's what it's through fashion. I'll just read the description. To teach children and youth a spiritual foundation through fun and hands-on activities that fortify learning through fashion is intended to create awareness for students to recognize their potential and develop and flourish. And this, and it goes on in different learning objectives. So that's basically, it's the Word of God, fun and fashion with the scriptures and helping children to know their potential, their self-worth and their value. And then there's other parts of it in regards with the dressing, as far as you don't have to, you know, be dressed in all your, regardless of what you see on TV, because a lot of times that's what our children, they're modeling after them. That's what they're seeing. But you are the role model. We're the role models in the household and what they see. So we're the walking model for them. They're beautiful. You don't have to be showing everything. My mother used to always tell me, let the man use room for his imagination. So, you know, the cleavage and all that hanging out and things up real short, no. But if they haven't been taught that, and when they go into different circles and they see everybody else, do they have the fortitude to be able to stand, to not waver into adopt to what's around them? And that's what we have to be able to get children, that when that pressure is put on them, are they going to buckle? Are they going to conform to what may be the norm around them? And then it's okay to surround your children with godly children or principles that you are teaching your children. Introduce them to other children that pretty much modeling of what you're teaching. So basically that's what the curriculum is in a nutshell. There's other things as well, but I'll stop there.
Okay, and so it sounds like you're most thankful for children because that's the population God has given you to serve.
Yes.
And so when we extend the love to children, oftentimes children are suffering in silence, and so you come along with what God has purposed in your heart, and you give them something to be thankful for. And that's how God made them uniquely. And so I love that, Frida. That is so awesome. And
to God be the glory.
Amen. God does get the glory because we come up with nothing, and everything that he allows us, it is because he has purpose in our heart, because we were all created to serve. And so your population is children. My population is inmates, women inmates so far. I'm sure I'm going to extend to go in and lecture to males, but right now I've been lecturing to women in prison and in substance abuse residential through a program called Program Reap. God gave it to me in 2012, and we have – 2011, and we have been doing that since. And what Program Reap is all about, audience, it's about caring. It takes in an illiteracy program into the prison, and from a post-secondary perspective. We lecture from a theology and psychology perspective, so inmates learn to self-reflect. And healing and learning is always about reflecting and going back to get the pieces in order that they can fulfill their purpose in this life. And so I want to wrap up. It is now 10:51, so we're getting close to the end, but I want to wrap up and say, when God has purpose in your heart to serve a population, that is another thing that we should be thankful for if we found our purpose. A lot of people have not found their purpose because they have not sought. I say, if you seek, you will find. If you knock, he will open the door. And if you ask, he will give you, tell you what it is that he needs you to do. And so I'm going to wrap it up with Matthew 25:36-40. And so what you said, Frida, is so important to nurture our children. And it's also important to nurture the least, the lost, and the forgotten. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous all answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly I say unto you, as you did it to one of the least of them, my brothers, you did it unto me. And so, other words, guys, audience, we have so much to be thankful for. And if you are serving in the capacity in which God has given you to serve, you are doing a great thing, and you should be thankful for that, because God could have used anybody, but he thought it not robbery to choose you, to give you a task to do in the name of Jesus. Because you do know that we are just an extension of the Master. We are supposed to be his hands and feet here on earth to serve other people. And so I'm so grateful for this opportunity to be able to share what God has given us to do. And right now we are with the program REAP, and, of course, Mothers and Daughters Faith Church Ministry. We're doing a shoebox project, which is a project. We are collecting shoeboxes, and we have, Frida, I didn't get a chance to tell you that, we have 116 boxes.
Woo!
It is so awesome. God connected me.
Hallelujah.
God connected me with a store in the mall that's all about decorations, and they are wrapping all the boxes, pre-wrapping all the boxes for us.
Wow.
So when you serve him, he will work it out in the end. And so all of that is going on. The Shoebox Project, guys, I got excited. The Shoebox Project is where we're collecting toiletry items and undergarments for all of the ladies in prison. We wanted to bring some Christmas joy to every woman that resides there at the Work Release Center here in Pembroke Pines, Florida. So Christmas morning, every woman will have a gift to open this morning. We are still in the process of collecting items. If anyone out there hears us and you want to donate, you can email me at program, the word program, P-R-O-G-R-A-M, REAP, R-E-A-P, at gmail.com. Again, that's program REAP, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-R-E-A-P, at gmail.com. And you will be able to either send us go online and purchase it straight through Walmart and send it to us, or you can adopt the mom and you can do a complete shoebox, adopt the inmate, which is, of course, you know, the majority of the women in there, they are moms or somebody's daughter. So if you choose to do that, we will be so grateful. We appreciate you guys for always listening to us. And sometimes,
yes,
we are rambling, but for the most part, we are giving you what God has given us. And so I just thank you. I hope everyone has understood everything that we are doing. We said a lot. We were hoping that someone would come in and share their tradition, and that didn't happen, and it's okay. We were able to share what God has purposed in our heart to do in order to be part of a bigger picture. And God has given graciously allowed us the task to do what he's put in our hearts, and we are so grateful for that. I'm grateful for Dr. Fletcher. I'm grateful for Priya. We keep each other lifted up. We keep each other going, and we feel like giving up. We always lift each other up to say, you know what?
Amen.
Where are you going? God has purpose in his heart, and he could have chosen anyone, but he chose us to do this task. He chose us in such a major way. It is so very awesome that we have each other's back, Frida.
Amen, yes.
Pieces. You are like a sister to me, and I can't imagine not having met you or Dr. Fletcher on this side. So I'm very grateful for the sisterhood that we have. And like you said, there's no envy, there's no jealousy. We only want the best for you. And we only want to do what God has put us in our hearts. And we keep each other focused on the task God has put before us. We never get sidetracked from our individual programs. We are working together for the good of the Lord, and we keep it moving. And so with that, we're going to the end. Any final words, Frida or Dr. Fletcher, you want to share before we sign off?
Okay. Frida, you want to say something?
Quickly, I want to thank and wish everybody a blessed Thanksgiving, and also a special Thanksgiving to God has given me the opportunity last week to connect with Deirdre Weston and Dr. Nancy Nitt. She got her honorary doctorate, and I met them in Jacksonville, Florida. It's a mother and daughter team doing dynamic ministry in Los Angeles, California. And I met the mother as a teenager, and that's the last time that I saw her. But last weekend, I had an opportunity to reunite. So, God, I just want to say a shout-out just to them, just for that special memory of being together.
All right. Good show, you guys, and thank you so very much for taking it on. We need to do this every once in a while. I'm glad you got an opportunity to share, you know, what your individual projects are and what God has placed on your heart. And the thing that I want, and I push so much for our Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministries, that the women that come together, we're not asking you to drop what God has asked you to do. All we're asking you to do is let's come together and do it together, and you still got an opportunity. We can help you fulfill your dream, and we can help Mother and Daughter. We can help Reap, you know, Bless Beautiful Buttons, and all the other ladies that have come together. There's several of them out there. We've got 2017 coming in, and a lot of major things are happening. We'll get back with that. This week, God has blessed and blessed tremendously, and we'll talk about that on our meeting on Monday morning. Thank you so very much. That's the end of our show. And I say have a blessed week and think of something that you can do for someone else. But I'm still saying, mothers, think about reuniting your families and getting down to some serious conversation. Have a blessed weekend and a blessed week. Thank you, Frida, and thank you. Thank you, Cynthia. You all have
thank
a good
you.
One, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye. God bless. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.